The New Affordability Living in 2024. Welcome back again to another podcast. We're here with Jill Paddock, our lead buyer's agent here on the team.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive into this. In 2024, we do have a lot of first-time home buyers that are kind of waiting on the sideline to get back into the market. What we've seen recently, as you may agree with me, is that home prices are continuing to go up. We did see a dip in interest rates, which is really good. However, it still can be a little challenging, especially for first-time home buyers to get into a home, you know, invest into that new home and start building equity.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this year, and actually even beginning last year, the first-time home buyers especially had a difficult time. As prices increased and as the interest rates crept up, their affordability went down pretty significantly, pretty quickly. So what we've seen is a lot of the first-time home buyers kind of pushed to the sidelines, waiting to see if those interest rates will continue to creep down, what's going to happen. And some of them were, you know, getting a little frustrated. They want to jump in the homeownership game. They want to start building that equity. So we started kind of trying to come up with some creative ways to help people do that.
Great. And of course, some creative ways to help them get into a new home. What ideas have you heard of?
So probably the simplest would be to share that mortgage with somebody. You know, we always think of buying a home with a significant other or a spouse. But, you know, one option is to actually work with a trusted friend. You know, somebody that you've known, you've trusted, or a family member that is also looking to invest and to gain some equity, they can go in together. You can take title. You know, there's different ways to take title, but you would take it as joint tenants, typically. You'd both be on the mortgage. So then, you know, you both have the opportunity to continue to bump credit scores up as those payments get made on time. And then when the time comes and one of you or both of you are done, you can either sell it, split profits, or one of you could buy the other one out by just refinancing. And then somebody can, you know, take their portion and go buy something else. But it's a great way to get in the game. It's a way to get started. You know, it's one of those where this doesn't have to be your forever. It's not going to be your forever home, but it's a way to take that first step towards the home that you want.
Okay. You definitely had some good points there. Of course, everyone wants to get into a new home because there's a lot of benefits and equity that can be built. But of course, sometimes it could be a little bit harder mm-hmm. for others. So partnering with somebody or moving in with a friend could definitely get their foot in the door. Now, I know it can get a little sticky when you move in with friends. Just like any other apartment, sometimes you want to get a roommate, but you have to be careful with who you want to move with. So when it comes to figuring out the legalities and really how to come to an agreement, you know, for the plan after you move out, what would you suggest?
That would really be more of like a real estate attorney type question if you really wanted to get something legally drafted as far as what the plan is. Mm-hmm. You know, so the requirement for that is really up to you all. It's how comfortable are you, how you know, trusting are you in this person? But we can certainly point you in the direction if you actually wanted something drafted. Otherwise, you know, as you walk through the process, it's not really much different than any other loan in that you would both be responsible for it.
Okay. So definitely keeping that in mind is, you know, if you feel like you need that protection, always mm-hmm. go that route because yeah. you never know. You never know what could happen.
It definitely could be one of those things where better to have it all spelled out, figured out ahead of time, plan in place, and then you never need it. Right. So that's always an option if you feel like that would make everybody more comfortable, maybe.
Okay. So, of course, with the single family residence, everyone's living under the same roof, mm-hmm. Same house. What about duplexes? What kind of opportunities do they have there?
So duplexes are pretty unique in that you can still use the same loans to get them. So if you wanted to, again, go in with a friend, you would just each get a side of the duplex mm-hmm. and then make the payments together. If you are looking to get a duplex or triplex and you want to rent it out, that or at least rent out the portion that you are not living in, that's also an opportunity because you don't necessarily have to qualify for the entire duplex. They can use some of the rents towards helping you qualify. Now, the way that's done and all of the requirements to do that is going to be a question best asked to your lender. Because again, different scenarios require different things. But a duplex would be a great option for, again, somebody who's comfortable managing a small little rental, or again, for two friends who maybe want their own spaces and they want, they are looking to qualify together.
Okay, that's great. And what about the accessory additional units that you put on homes?
Yeah, so the ADU or the accessory dwelling unit, again, another good option where you can use potential rental income to help you qualify for a home, or, you know, working it out with a friend, family member, something like that, for one of you to live in that, figuring out who's going to pay what. But, you know, it's just, it's another opportunity that I think is sometimes missed for people. And at least in my experience, a lot of buyers don't realize how many homes in Tucson actually have an opportunity like that.
Yeah.
So if it's something that kind of piques your curiosity, asking your agent and your lender to talk with you a little bit about what that looks like is always a great option.
Okay, that sounds great. And you mentioned that you'll see it throughout Tucson quite often. I actually was reading something the other day, and it was stating that when before they had passed everything with the ADUs, you could add the additional space, but it wasn't including like a full kitchen. So do you see them often on the market, or?
Actually, I've started seeing them a lot more frequently, especially in like our central Tucson, where the older lots were larger. They have the space for it and they're allowed. And so it's one of those, you know, if you don't know to look for it, you may miss some really good opportunities there. So that would be kind of my biggest suggestion, is search for homes with just an extra unit on it. And if you decide to go that route, you know, everybody thinks of like long-term tenants, but or they think of Airbnb. There's actually some hybrid options where you can do it as like a furnished rental for professionals that need something short-term. And those can be actually quite profitable as well.
Okay. Great. Now, I know as a first-time buyer stepping into this and trying to juggle through different options and figure out what's best, what would you say is the first step that you should take?
Hey, everyone. We want to interrupt this episode to let you know that we are a Keller Williams Southern Arizona franchise.
We are also realtors practicing equal housing. Now, let's get you back to the podcast.
The first thing I would do is sit down with your real estate agent to explore all of these different opportunities. Talk about the pros and cons of each of them. See what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with. You know, maybe you are comfortable with financing and purchasing something with someone, but maybe it does need to be two separate units, like two, you know, a duplex type style. Or, you know, maybe you have a family member who's also willing to help you a little bit because they'll look at it as an investment. So really just talking through all these different options, seeing which ones you're comfortable with, so then you can look into the lending portion of it, figuring out what's going to work and make sense for you there.
Okay. So first step is speaking with that real estate agent, getting an idea of what each one entails. And then, of course, speaking with the loan officer as well to see what the financial side is going to look like.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Now, another option that we often see is, you know, people say, I want to buy a piece of land and I just want to place my own home on top of it.
Yes, and I hear that one a lot because you look around and you see those land lots look pretty cheap. They're, you know, $10,000, $15,000, maybe $20,000, which compared to a home is pretty inexpensive. The one thing I will caution people with there is definitely making sure to work with an agent. Because there's a lot that can go wrong or not be what you think, and you won't even know it. You know, I think a good example is somebody decided they found a lot they liked, they purchased it, just, you know, kind of did a transaction just between themselves and the owner. And they were under the impression that a lot could be done with it that actually couldn't be.
Really?
And then the real difficult part was they could put a house on that lot. However, the cost to run utilities and things like that was going to be exorbitantly expensive.
Wow.
So, you know, making sure if you're buying a land lot, getting the time to figure out all of those due diligence items. You know, where is the nearest power line? Is there water available? Will you have to drill a well? If you have to drill a well, you know, do we have an estimate of cost? If, you know, is the power and the utilities at, you know, actually in the parcel? Is it a half a mile down the road?
Yeah.
And all of that stuff can be figured out before you commit to something that isn't going to work. Then in addition, you know, one of the things that I've started seeing is these like box homes, almost like kits.
Yeah. Okay. See them on Amazon quite often.
Yeah. Yeah. And they look really exciting, and they are. I mean, it's a it's a really cool option. But again, making sure that you understand what comes with it and what doesn't. For example, I think we were looking at one that there was no electric included in it at all.
Yep.
So you got the actual physical structure. But then you were going to have to call in an electrician and what, you know, figuring out the cost of that as far as getting your electrical and your light fixtures and things. Because the other thing people think, well, I'll just go off grid. You know, I'll do rainwater collection and I'll go solar. And unfortunately, when you do that, that's a completely different loan type. It won't qualify for traditional financing most often. So all of those are so exciting, and I don't want to stop somebody from exploring them if that's truly something they want to do. My biggest concern is when people jump into it without a knowledgeable advisor, and then they end up with something that's not what they thought it was.
Yeah, I feel like with those, I mean, it looks perfect on the outside. It seems like it's going to be easy to do, but there are a lot of, like you said, details that go into it, from your utilities to possibly, I mean, is it zoned for what you want to do? So, of course, speaking with an expert in that area will help them or help guide them through that process.
Yeah, no, the zoning is absolutely another great thing to pay attention to. I mean, can you have everything on the piece of land that you want?
Okay. All right. And then another idea would be the multi-generational homes. And I feel like this has been quite popular for a while. But it could still be something that a lot of first-time buyers are doing right now, is just staying at home and, you know, having a lower payment and still living with family. What are your thoughts on that?
Multi-generational homes are kind of cool. It's not exactly like a duplex. It has one kind of main house that's typically larger, where a family lives. And then there's like an attached apartment almost that still does have its own kitchen area, bedroom, bathroom, so laundry,
very
even.
Private.
Very private. A lot of them, there is the option to open up, you know, a door to let, you know, family come and go. But then there is also the option to close it, where you have a house and a separate apartment. So kind of like you said, it's an interesting option for younger adults who maybe aren't ready or able to go off on their own completely, but still need some privacy. Or on the flip side then, for aging parents or maybe, you know, winter visitor type family members, it's a great option for them to be able to be there with everyone, but not actually be in everybody's business.
Right. So everyone lives together, but you still have your privacy, and ultimately it helps everybody save money.
Exactly.
In the long run.
Yep.
Okay. So that could be a great idea as well. So, I mean, this year we're going to see more buyers come into the market. And of course, these are all really good options for them to help them, you know, get their foot in the door, start their first investment, and also just make it a lot easier financially.
Exactly. You know, the like you said, the financial piece and the monthly payment is is a big factor for almost every buyer.
Yeah.
So just coming up with some creative ways like to get your foot in the door that is comfortable for you.
Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. And thank you, Jill, for coming on and talking more about some creative ways for first-time buyers to get into their new homes.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening and watching the Nitty Gritty of Real Estate podcast here with the Tom J. Krieger team of Keller Williams, Southern Arizona. If you are interested in buying a home, selling a home, or even investing in real estate, we have 5,000 agents across the country that we can connect you to. If you need any free resources, feel free to check out our website at www.thetjkteam.com. We hope you have a great day.